This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show. Boy, we've got atmospheric rivers, tornadoes, all kinds of things happening on the West Coast. A Denver shooting at a high school. Sad there as kids were huddled. Luckily, none of them injured, but two faculty members were. And then, of course, the Fed raising the interest rate by a quarter point again. So we'll talk about that and the repercussions of it and where we're headed in the future for sure. So where do we start? We start, I think, with the Denver shooting because it's just become all too familiar, right? So searchers found a body just a short distance from the car of a student who's 17 years old, suspected of shooting two staff members at this Denver high school. What happened is a few hours after this shooting, the Denver Police Department tweeted a photo of the suspect. It's a 17-year-old, Austin Lyle. He is wanted, obviously, for attempted homicide. The shooting at East High School happened just before 10 o'clock in the morning. You had police, you had medical responders, you had hysterical parents, which I don't blame them, quickly trying to get to the scene to see what was happening. And they found two adult men with gunshot wounds. One faculty member's in stable condition. The other is in critical condition. So then the 17-year-old Austin Lyle is, took off right away after that. And apparently what's interesting about this story is they were looking at him, that there were problems, that he had had problems. And the school was very aware of what they thought could be some kind of action. And sure enough, it is the 18th shooting this year at an elementary or secondary school in the U.S. in which at least one person was injured or killed, which is a very, very sad, sad state of affairs. That is for sure. It might be a little understated on my part. All right, Los Angeles hit by a rare tornado. Seems like every day we're talking about something on the West Coast. It's very strange to see it just ripping off roofs right through the middle of a city southeast of L.A., really downtown, right near that downtown area. Debris flying everywhere. 17 buildings were damaged, 11 so severely the fire department thought they were too dangerous to use, slapped a red sticker on them. You cannot go in them. And you look at some of the pictures of it, and the National Weather Service in Los Angeles confirmed that the storm was a tornado. They haven't given it an EF rating yet, but I guarantee it's going to be a whopper of one based on what I'm seeing of the wreckage. You know how rare tornadoes are in California? Fewer than 10 on average. Fewer than 10. So you're dealing with atmospheric rivers, massive amounts of rain, and now tornadoes. Because there was the bomb cyclone that hit Northern California where in San Francisco. You had some windows that were blown out and some skyscrapers and some furniture that flew out of some high buildings downtown too as well. So it's been wild. I mean, California's been plagued in the last couple of months with 12 atmospheric rivers. And what does that mean? They're bringing devastating floods and hurricane force winds. So atmospheric river, if you don't know that term, is like a fire hose that carries saturated air from the tropics to higher latitudes, and it dumps relentless rain or snow. That is the best description of it that I've ever come across. That's it in a nutshell. And, you know, it was so bad in Northern California just the other day. On Tuesday, 5 people died because of the storm in the Bay Area. You had trees and power lines that came down, and it was tough to navigate them. Overall, the response to at the 911 call center 700 fallen trees and limbs, glass debris flying out of the high-rise towers, which would be incredibly dangerous. It's lucky that number isn't much, 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 much higher. All right, so there's the weather. There's then what happened in Denver. And, of course, very, very big, 500 points, the Dow down after the Fed's rate hike decision. It's the ninth time since last March. So stocks fell on the fact that now we see the number hiked again by a quarter point. This is after a two-day meeting on Wednesday. It's historic, but the idea is this going to help with the bank meltdown? And will this, you know, you look at the bank meltdown, I think slow the economy even more. And Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, talks about they probably won't raise rates in future meetings because they don't want to disrupt the banking sector, which is already on edge because of the high interest rates. So, of course, the stocks tumble because that's negative news. So, boy, people are really, really watching. And he was careful with his words. And I'm sure he's careful with his words because of what's happening with the banks. And one of the statements was, we're very focused on getting inflation down. We know in the long run that this is everything that will benefit most people that we serve. You can have a very, very long expansion without high inflation. We've had several of those, and they're good for people. Oh, it just sounds so weird to hear they're good for people, really. Hashtag, we don't really believe that. So, you got two banks and 2 weeks, two banks collapsing. You have 2 weeks of banking turmoil. And you look at where's the oversight in this? Where's the regulation? If you're going to regulate us to death, why did the Silicon Valley Bank happen? What happened to the management there? What were the risks there? And, of course, we know that the law was changed and made it easy to not have the stress tests and all of that. So let's hope the end of the rate hikes are in sight and that things flip around. I mean, I'm an optimist. I can't help myself. But, boy, it is definitely choppy, the waters that we're all navigating. And you can tell just in your conversations, just in my conversations with all of you, in our mailbag, the things that you send me, but in conversations with people every single day. I went to pick up the dog today somewhere, and somebody was talking to me on the sidewalk. They just started having a conversation with me and said, oh, I was just a couple doors down. I was at the Dollar Tree store. And, you know, you need to get their app, because if you get their app, they have more coupons. And then you get those coupons, and then you can get even better deals there. So people are looking for better deals, and they're sharing them with random strangers because they know that it is that push-pull of how far is your dollar going, right? And so everybody just assumes, hey, everybody's in this together, and we are. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to an author, Terry Fahey, about her book, Letters to God's Children. What an interesting journey she's had. You'll hear about it coming up.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Corner, Terry Fahey joins us. Her book is called Letters to God, and she has such an interesting background, you know, all the time that she spent in the corporate world, some of the places that she visited, and now she's come up with this book that a lot of people are actually talking about. So Terry, thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and pleasure to be here this morning.
What drove you and motivated you to write this book?
As I stated in the book, when I was 9 years old, there was a reading at church that came from Revelations, and one of my mom's friends said, oh, the book of Revelations is about the end of the world. And so I went home, pulled out the Bible, and as a result of that and trying to read Revelations, I said, okay, God, this is pretty cool. So I'd like to help with this if it's going to happen, or could I just do something important just to help out? So I went out and played, and then as life went on, it just seemed like I was watching people. I love to watch people and their quirkiness and that, and it just seemed like, why are people fighting about different religions and churches? I just kind of took my entire life on a quest kind of to find out that. What's going on? What is this with God? You know, some people are scared of God, some people are not, and I'm like, I want answers. So as I got older, I started receiving answers through kind of the small voice in my head. And then later through writing, I would just put pen to paper, and it was kind of automatic. And it became letters, notes to me, and they were even signed by All Love. Jesus Christ. What? And I'm like, okay. But then I started getting letters for other people. So that's why the Letters to God's Children title. And I would I would have to deliver them to people. And so they would either be accepting or not accepting. But nevertheless, it was still part of my quest. And I moved forward. So what I feel I've learned in decades of talking with people and having experiences in so many different places, what I'd like people to know and grasp is that we are each made of the essence of the divine. Each of us is worthy, no matter. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so I want to reemphasize this. Letters to God's Children, Are You Talking to Me, God? It's the second edition of this. And, you know, people want to know how do we fit in? What's the journey like? And you talk about that. I mean, even in a description of your book, are you a sinner or a saint, basically, right? Or are you a little bit of both? Do you think that part of it is that people have problems making the leap to believing? I think if there is the what you think and then what you think is magical and what you hear, and it all kind of meshes together. And that's what you did. You unraveled it from the time you were a kid, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I had magical things happen, and then, you know, grown-ups want to tell you, no, that's strange. No, it's just happened. But, like, let me give an example of being at the park, and all of a sudden several hundred fireflies come up out of the grass and hover, and it's like, that's magic. Yes, it is. I know it's magic. The birds singing to us, and we look up and say, thank you. We kind of get a little zing back from them. Everything is magical. That's why we're here. And we are each here on purpose. Each one of us has a special reason why we are here at this moment in time. Look at all the great change, the great chaos. You asked to be here, each of us. We each have different gifts. So let's bring the best of what we have. Bring no harm, all good. And that's when you get the zing, when you help people and you don't go out and tell the whole world that you do this and that and this and that, but just for the sheer joy of making someone else smile or feel terrific that day. If they're all down in the dumps, you know, there are homeless people, but by golly, you know, when you hand them a sandwich, they're like, thanks. This is just love to me. Thank you so much. And they are also the essence of the divine, and they're here on purpose. I believe they're probably a little bit of Jesus and angels walking among us as well. So, yes, there is nothing but magic, and our earth is transforming with each of us and all of our gifts being brought forward. And never forget that all is well in all of creation, no matter how weird things are on the earth. All of heaven and our ancestors that are in heaven, all of heaven works very hard for us. All you have to do is ask, will you help me do this? Because I'm not good. At this moment in time, I could use some help. And then they can help. They can't help unless you ask. But all of them have been working. And soon we are going to be seeing all of the goodness, because we've all been praying. We've all been praying for goodness to come to the earth, peace on earth for all, haven't we? And that's what's coming.
I think you're saying this pretty much in what you're talking about, certainly in your book, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Just the joy. Joy, inspiration. When you're feeling down, grab the book. It's a really short read, but it's very uplifting. I kept all the negativity out. I didn't want to send any negativity into the world. Just remember, you can do this. Get a little inspiration. Step out of your problem, and go help somebody.
Oh,
find your joy.
Well said. Yeah, find your joy. And helping somebody is a great way to do that. You're not looking for accolades. You just do it, and then you get so much back in return. That's such a powerful message. Again, the book is Letters to God's Children, Are You Talking to Me, God? Terry Fahey, thanks for coming on. You can get this on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Kate.
All right, we go from that conversation with Terry to what's going to happen on Thursday after the grand jury was told to stay home on Wednesday, but they're going to reconvene on Thursday. And just as a quick note here, any indictment, by the way, of the former president wouldn't preclude him from seeking the 2024 Republican nomination. There's just no rule against running for president while facing criminal charges or even post-conviction if that happens. The Manhattan DA is bringing them back, like I said, to weigh potential charges against Donald Trump, and they're just going to continue to do what they were doing. So they were instructed to stay home on Wednesday. Why? We don't know that. There might have been some special witness. That's what one of the rumors is. But it's unclear as to why they stayed home Wednesday. Certainly, there's no doubt everybody in the police world in New York has been ordered to wear their uniform as of Tuesday of this week. There have been barricades that have been set up around the courthouse. There have been barricades set up around Trump Tower, precautions being taken. Same thing with the Capitol. There's more security there too as well for what the reaction could be based on things that are being said, based on things that are out there on the web, for example, you know, through social media. So at this point, New York City especially is bracing for a possible indictment, but in trying to look ahead and figure out what this DA is thinking, it's just impossible. I mean, it just really is impossible. But it was, what, 5-6 days ago that Trump announced that he expected to be arrested and he urged his supporters to protest in New York City, where you've got Secret Service, NYPD, other officers securing that Manhattan criminal court perimeter ahead of what could be an indictment. But so far, there haven't been protests, or that's been, you know, muted at this point. There have been a few people that have kind of rallied outside the criminal court earlier in the week, but nothing loud or raucous or huge crowd or, you know, any of that. The idea is, would it get bigger if, in fact, the indictment happens on Thursday or, you know, maybe Friday. And then the other thing is, does Donald Trump turn himself in or not? And where does he fly in? So then there's possibilities there. So it's going to be a wild Thursday, let's just say that. Maybe even goes to Friday. All right, stay with us. Some interesting people coming up next.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again. Today's hike, a quarter of a percentage point.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the rate hike is needed as they try to get a hold of inflation that hasn't been seen for decades. The New York City grand jury hearing the case against former President Trump was told to stay home today, but they could meet again tomorrow. They're investigating alleged money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen to cover up an alleged affair. President Biden will be heading to Canada tomorrow. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the president will participate in a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Biden wants to affirm his administration's commitment to the U.S.-Canada partnership. The two are expected to discuss support for Ukraine during Russia's invasion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm excited to introduce you to our next guest, Thyme Lewis. You might remember him, Days of Our Lives. He was a heartthrob, probably still is, Jonah Carver, but on the screen he certainly was. When you think of all-time great daytime soap operas, he's an actor, producer, ex-stuntman, former FEMA, that's right, FEMA inspector, and he's got a terrific book out with a great character. It's called A Week's Worth. Thyme, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. Right on. Yeah, you know about FEMA. I love it. Shout out to all the operators out there in the field.
And you really were in the thick of it during Irma. We have to start there, and because that's also part of what you really feel and see in your book, because you write about what you know about. So tell us about your FEMA experiences.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dropped in. We trained in Dallas, and I dropped in. I had a couple of friends that were down in Katrina and some of the other really heavy-duty, sad things. And even when the towers went down, you know, longtime FEMA operators, and they just – I'm a humanitarian at heart. And when I was on Days of Our Lives, I traveled the country religiously, like – 48 weekends out of the year, I was traveling somewhere, not only to do charity work, but also to like meet people and just different environments to get as much experience with our great country as I could. And with FEMA, I just was missing doing something, giving back. And so I went down when Irma hit, and I worked Florida, Panhandle, all the way down to Miami. And then they needed help in Puerto Rico. And, you know, what a catastrophe that was. So, yeah, it was great. It was just great, you know. I don't mind working 16, 18 hours a day. As long as you have purpose and you're seeing results and you're making an impact, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, and so you wrap this into this really interesting character, because your story, your book, A Week's Worth, follows basically Mac, who's an ex-Navy SEAL turned FEMA inspector. He helps disaster victims certainly rebuild lives, or their lives, and protects future potential victims anyway from criminals that do the work that they do when disasters happen. So tell us how this book came about, and tell us more about Mac and his character and the series you've created.
Well, sure. So Mac is short for MacGuffin, and MacGuffin is a very interesting term, and I'll let the readers look it up for themselves, or the listeners listen to look it up. But I call him Mac for short, and Mac. Turns out in this particular book, it very much parallels something that really actually happened with me. My mom was in a bit of disrepair, and I came home to help her, and I spent a week with her, hence the name A Week's Worth. And that's how that title was born, because what takes place in this first book is a 7-day or 8-day period with my mom. Now, my mom's very mad at me at times, so I have to say this in honesty and hilariousness, because I love her dearly. You know, she says to me, you know, Tom, I'm very upset with you right now. I've been reading the book and I'm very upset. And then she's, you know, and then all of her girlfriends and friends all say, oh my God, the book is so great. And she's like, oh, is it? What? I said, Mom, it's called a character arc. If I start you here, you have to go to there. And remember, Mom, it's fiction. Not all of it is true. So we had a ball. We had a really, really beautiful time. And from that and other life experiences, I created some great threads. And I feel like with where we are in the world right now, It just is a ripe field for writing. And the idea of me being a part of FEMA was that character was like born to me on steroids. And on that tip, I love Mitch Rapp by Vince Flynn. I love Lee Child's Jack Reacher. I love Hemingway. I like all these different influences that have been part of the chapters of my life. And I read a ton. And I felt like at this point I was ready to start writing for me and not for other people. So that's what's going on.
I love it. So, yes, and MacGuffin, or Mac, is going to have other adventures, because this is just the first book, A Week's Worth, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. But you're going to, this is a series. So just like Vince Flynn's Mitch Rapp, who inspired you, or one of the people that inspired you, this is going to take us in other directions, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm deep into my second book, Blood and Bones, and that happens 4 years prior to this book. And I've already touched in on the accolades of the third. I've got a bunch mapped out. But I love the ability to jump around in time and expose different chapters in this character's life. I've got great through characters of Nadine and Similane, and people keep asking me, was your mom going to be in other books? And I'm like, well, there's going to be elements for sure. There's going to be elements. But it's a really, really fun thing. And I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, says to me, oh, it's bananas. I said, well, you got to spell it out. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Because it really tells you how bananas it can be. And bananas are a great fruit, by the way, and we talk about diet in the book. And bananas take on many forms of nutrition depending on when they're super green to when they're super ripe and very sweet and a lot more sugar, and we go all into it, and it's just fun.
It sounds like you're having a blast writing, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about the acting part of your world and being a stuntman. How did all that start? I mean, NBC's Days of Our Lives was huge, and your character was big.
I know. We had so much fun doing it, and I got to work with really the grandfather of America. I mean, McDonald Carey, the voice of Days of Our Lives, when I came onto that show, he was wonderful, and he was still with us, and Alice Horton, his wife on the show, she was a hoot. She'd look at me and she'd go, "What is your name? How do you say it? What is your name?" She was so cute. But it was just a really, really a joy. You know, I got to work with Lisa Rinna and just a wonderful family. And so I have very fond memories. And I did actually go on and bounce around a little bit in a few other shows like Young and the Restless and stuff. But I know those fans are out there, and people come up to me once in a while and they go, "Where are you and what are you doing?" And I giggle because I wrote this book, I started on the next book, and then I decided to do the audio book. And when I did the audio book and I was back in the studio, it made me miss acting because I'd stepped away for quite a time. And so I just actually went and shot a 2-episode arc on a show called Bosch Legacy, which is a really neat show, and that's on Amazon Prime right now. So I got a little piece in there, and we'll see what comes. But the writing is so much fun, and you can tell I'm kind of a colorful guy. So.
Yeah, and you know what? I love how you just throw away the Bosch Legacy. I am a huge Bosch fan, so I know that show very well, and it has a huge audience, by the way. That's why it continued. People were upset, the whole Legacy thing. They wanted to see it go on. Titus does such a great job, Mimi and all the actors in that. Was it fun working with them?
You can't take your eyes off of him. When he's on screen... You cannot take your eyes off him. He's so interesting. And also the guy that, Max Martini is also fantastic. I worked with Max and another cat named Guy, and I can't give away storyline, but I can tell you that, yeah, you get it. Yeah. And I'm not surprised the audience is huge. Titus is a rock star.
Yeah, good for you that you're doing all of that. And then in between, you know, you're in such great shape. You live in Carmel, and you were doing the stunt thing. I mean, how do you bounce into stunts from acting?
I've always been a driver. Like, I've always enjoyed fast cars and motorcycles. And I learned to kite surf last year. Who would have thought? Like, I'm amazed it took me this long to learn to kite surf or even think about, hey, I want to go up in the air and do this. But a dear friend of mine, Tom McComas, down in Hollywood, called me up one day and he goes, "Hey man, I'm working on a show called Sons of Anarchy." And this is years ago when Sons was on. And, Eric Norris is the stunt coordinator and you need to meet this guy. And I was like, "Eric Norris, you mean Chuck Norris's son?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, he's a badass. All right, let me go meet him." And he's like, "Yeah, you can ride." And most stunt guys are ex-racers and things like that. And Tom was funny. He was better at crashing than winning. But he says to me, "Yeah." And he goes, "And the pay's not bad." So that worked out and I had a lot of fun. I was in that game for about 5 years. And ironically, I never got hurt. It was riding home from a job that I got hurt and it took me out of the game for 3 years with some serious injuries. But I feel good. I'm back, and I'm thankful, and yeah, absolutely. That's how I got into stunt work, though, Tom McComas.
Wow. Fine, we could talk to you all day long. Absolutely amazing. You've done some wonderful things, and I love that you give back and did the whole FEMA thing, and then, of course, that becomes a theme in the book. And I'm going to say this again. You can go and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Go to A Week's Worth. Dime Lewis, continued success in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we get to hang out again sometime. This was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
What goes on?
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Corner with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Shannon Teichman joins us. Her book is Following Jesus to Jail. Now, I just wonder what you're thinking when you hear that title, Following Jesus to Jail. Her story is so fascinating, and her journey to the path to becoming a born-again Christian is so interesting to me. We had a great off-air conversation. Shannon, nice to talk to you again.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you again, too.
So let's talk about, of course, following Jesus to jail. What did you go to jail for? What happened?
I developed a drinking problem, and over a number of years, it went from, you know, social drinking to a problem and a full-blown addiction, which in the end, the reason I went to jail is I got a second DWI. The first one I had probation, but when I got the second one, I had to spend time in jail, so that is why I was there, and it cost me almost everything. I had to, you know, resign from my job. I was a professional librarian, and I was given a year in county jail in Texas, but I was out after 4 months, and I wrote the book because I felt like the Holy Spirit inspired me to write it, to help others. I was asking God in prayer when I knew for sure I was going into jail, what can he do, you know, or what should I do to turn the problem around, you know, if he could take the mistake I made and turn it into something positive. And that's when I felt impressed to write the book and to shine my light, his light and love into the county jail, to the other women I was with. and to testify, share my story, and encourage them and to love them. And so that is why I wrote it.
Wow. Wow. You know, so as we listen to this, I want people to know a little bit about your background. I mean, you worked hard to get where you were professionally. You got a master's degree in library science from North Carolina Central University. You had that undergraduate degree. You were respected. You were a legal librarian for over 15 years. That's a big deal. So all of a sudden this all unravels and you lose your identity, your profession that you worked so hard to get to, and then everything else as well. Well, and then there you are in jail, in a county jail. What was that like for you at first?
It was hard because first you have the shame and embarrassment and guilt, but I realized that all of these feelings are tied up in ego. It's like a reverse effect of having an ego, but I still had too much ego. And I realized, you know, like when I was day to day in jail and praying, I felt like Jesus was telling me, you need to humble yourself, walk very humbly. So that's when I kind of just relinquished the feelings of shame and guilt, because I did turn, you know, my life over to Him and was letting Him work through me, you know, so I can deepen and strengthen as a Christian, because I was a baby Christian at the time, and there was so much I didn't understand, but it was a learning experience. It definitely helped. The heartache and the heartbreak of what I did drove me to seek God and to understand His Word, to study His Word deeply. So, you know, in the end, I actually praise God, you know, for the trials and tribulations I went through, because it was a broken heart that drove me to seek Him. And I also felt chosen by Him, because before I became a Christian, I didn't have any intention of becoming a Christian. It was very interesting how that happened, but I felt like God's plans were definitely different from my own, and I'm very thankful, you know, in retrospect for it.
Yeah, and one of the things I think people should know, because as you say, baby Christian, just get a load of this. Shannon, one of the things that you told me is you were raised with a mom that was a psychic, right?
Yes, yes. And I feel like that was another reason why it was easy to lose my way. Even before alcoholism, there were broken, you know, marriages, broken relationships, you know, choosing to do the wrong things in life, because I had no relationship with the real, true living God. I was born and raised into the occult, and my mother adhered to, you know, many different, you know, philosophies and called herself an eclectic, metaphysical, you know, New Ager, really. Anything but the Bible, though. The Bible is like, you know, off limits. don't go there. She would even say, me, you'll never become one of those Bible thumping Christians, you know. And that, so I was raised with that attitude, and that's why it's, to me, it's kind of a miracle that I changed, because my whole mindset was against it through life. I didn't become a Christian until I was 48.
Wow. And so what was that like, making that change? Tell everybody about that, because you talk about it in the book.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was very difficult. So as a baby Christian, at the time, I'm being fed milk and just beginning to learn God's word and His truth. And it was so hard to let go of some of those old belief systems. And it actually took me several years. And it was probably about a year and a half ago that I was crying out to God. You know, once I was trying to reconcile that, like, there's not reincarnation, for instance, and you either go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. That was very, very hard to accept once you're, you know, ingrained into believing in reincarnation and nobody is ever condemned. And so I asked Him, is there any way, you know, and I know this is going to sound so naive after several years of the Christian walk, but I'm like, I just want to know the truth, God. Is there any way reincarnation is real? And instead of like just saying, no, it's not, Shannon, he led me in research to answer that question. And I came across things that really inspired me, other books written by ex-New Agers. And that's when he gave me the direction to write, to work on the second book, which is still in progress.
So
it was very difficult, yes.
I bet. So when people read your book, Following Jesus into Jail, what do you hope they take away?
I hoping that for others who, like me, are struggling with any kind of addiction, sharing my testimony will be inspiring and to help them. And I'm hoping that it will appeal to them to at least give Jesus a try and to explore the Bible, just to open their minds. Also to realize that even if they backslide and mess up many times, Jesus still loves them, and it's never too late to turn back to them. I mean, that was a hard thing for me. It's like, how can I screw up like this after becoming a Christian, because I was saved first before this happened? But it does happen, and it's more common than we realize, although it's easy to feel alone. And I think if, you know, we share our stories and our testimony and shine God's light and love, we can help others. I think he wants us to do that. So what I was hoping.
Wow. So again, we go from the beginning of your story. You grow up in the New Age metaphysical philosophy kind of world, and then you become a born again Christian. And as you said, the trials and tribulations, I mean, deep inside you, does that help you just get over everything that happened before? In other words, just move forward, and that's in the past. Yes. And I'm now sharing a way different life.
Yeah, it's been very, very healing. And for the first time in my life, I feel like as I go out and do things like, you know, at work or volunteering or helping other people, I feel I have the courage to do that now because I'm not doing it alone, you know, that I don't have to be the one. I have God on my side and the Holy Spirit, and he helps. So it's an amazing difference. I don't, like, if I give a... I gave several speeches recently last fall, and public speaking used to terrify me. But now with the Holy Spirit and God on my side and his help, I feel like it just flows, and I'm not scared anymore, and I'm just not alone. And that's been very, very healing.
Yeah.
And I can turn to him for guidance in questions and what should I do next, because I'm living for him. It's been a very, and he's demonstrated also this has given him the chance to demonstrate his great love and mercy and forgiveness to me because of the things that I have done. But he used those broken circumstances to show me his love. And it's been amazing. He blows my mind all the time, really.
Yeah, so a way different life.
Mercy. Yeah, the blessings have flown. I mean, this hasn't ruined my life. I am coming back, and it'll be even better than it was before, because I feel like I'm working for him now, and it has a deep meaning, and it's not just trying to get through life, get some money, and just live day to day without direction, which is what life was like for many years for me.
Wow, what a change. And you got the rest of the story in the book and the lessons, etc. Shannon Teichman, the name of the book, Following Jesus into Jail. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be on your show, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thanks, Shannon, and thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.